Fitzy and Whipper.
The Bachelor kicks off on Channel 10 at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need this in lockdown.
Oh,
at the moment,
I cannot
Sarah.
Wait.
Here we go. The man whose life is about to change is The Bachelor, Jimmy Nicholson. Welcome.
Yay!
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jimmy, you weapon. You're a brave man. Tell me about the conversations that went on with the family and with your mates before you decided to give this a go.
Look, Mum was easily convinced. She's watched it before and she was all about it. She's a big fan of the franchise. She knows it works. So she was really happy. Dad didn't really know what it was. So once I explained to him exactly what The Bachelor was.
Yeah, sure.
He was all on board. But the boys have actually been very supportive. They've kept they haven't hung too much on me since everything's been released as well. So I think we must be growing up, which is quite nice.
Oh, I can't wait.
What about exes? Did you have to reach out to them to say zip your lip?
Look, I did. One of the prerequisites for me going into it was that I wanted to obviously have to sign an NDA.
Yep.
But I did want to. I said to Warner Brothers that I need to tell my ex because we're on good terms, and I think I would want to know if she was doing it. So
yeah. When did you break up with her, Jim?
What was that?
When did you break up with her?
Oh, we broke up a few years ago.
Right.
Yeah, but it was a long-term relationship. So,
gentlemen, for doing that is great. But, okay, so that was your ex. You took care of that. But do you know what I have found with The Bachelor and Bachelorette over the last few years is that first night, Jimmy, when you meet the girls, usually you know some of the girls. Was there a connection with any of the girls? Have you met any of those before?
I was quite worried that I'd see someone on there that I knew.
Yes.
I can't give too much away, but there might have been one.
That you already hooked up with.
Oh, no. <yeah.
laughs> Big night at Cargo Bar.
Do you know, here's the thing.
Jimmy, can we talk about your occupation? It's obviously been tough over the past 18 months being a pilot, but is it true, Jimmy, we watch Catch Me If You Can, movies out there, do women love a man in uniform?
Oh, a pilot,
do you find that you get extra looks when you are in uniform?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It probably gives you, like, if you're at, like, a 6, it might take you up to a 7. That's what it does for me.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm a 3, so it takes me a 4.
You're
so
being modest. Actually, cut that out.
It works quite well. Yeah, the uniform card, I think, gets pulled a lot by some of the guys in the business and girls.
Yeah, I bet. Jimmy, if we're talking numbers, right, let's be honest, we all have a rough idea of what we're like as a kisser. We all kind of, based on feedback of growing up and experiences, we all get a bit of feedback somewhere along the way. How do you rank yourself out of 10 as a kisser?
I watched the promo, and I think one of the girls, I only had to pay her $50 to say it as well, but she said that I'm a good kisser, so that was nice.
Okay.
No, Jimmy, can I ask you this question? And you don't have to tell us who it's with, but how quickly, because this is another debate that we have on The Bachelor, how quickly you kiss the first girl?
Mm.
Is it quite quick into the series? Do you take your time before you lock lips?
Oh, look, I didn't want to mess around. Like, it's, you know, you're there for one reason,
yes,
right? But I'm not there to get my kiss count up, but I'm there to, you know, you got to try before you buy it.
Oh, so, you smooch around with that response.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, look, the promo, I'm pretty sure they showed every kiss that happened, so it makes me out to look like it all happened, like, bang, straight away.
Yeah. In COVID times, you're having a lot of fun for everyone, I'd say. Can we put a bid in and watch your body language for a win? I'm going Holly.
We'll have to wait and see.
Jimmy, can we talk to you? Because we had a great response. Have you spoken to Brooke, who is the Bachelorette, who's going in with girls and boys? Have you chatted to her before your series have gone to air?
I wrote Brooke's in the house that I was living in. So the batch pad is now the Bachelorette pad. And I wrote a note on the fridge.
Yes.
And I didn't know Brooke was coming in at this stage. And I just said, welcome to the batch pad. You're going to have a great time. Blah, 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 blah. We've got a cat. We named it Juice World after the rapper.
Yeah.
The cat rocks up from time to time. Feed him. He's great. And I didn't know it was Brooke. But then since then, I found out it was Brooke. So I actually sent her a message and she replied. And she's lovely. And I think she'll be awesome as well.
Wow.
I think they nailed it with her.
God. Wow. What about you being a lifeguard? I'm looking at photos here. Was it last year you were pretending to be a lifeguard? Were you a lifeguard? What was going on there, Jim?
Look, so I was stood down last year from work, unfortunately, you know, due to COVID. So my mate and I went and joined the Coogee Surf Life Saving Club there, so as volunteers. So,
great way to meet you. Well, great way to meet girls. Yeah, yeah, great way to meet girls.
Yeah, from one uniform to another. Yeah. Like, your closet is just a revolving door of hens night, isn't it?
Were you in Magic Mike as well? No.
That's always next year.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, you know what? We always love speaking to the Bachelor and the Bachelorette before the first season, the first episode goes to air. Mm. Because you know what this is? I mean, we know who you what you look like now, but this will change your life over the next month or two. You know, people get into this so much and they become so invested in this show. So, mate, we want to wish you all the best and we appreciate your time. It kicks off on Channel 10 at 7:30. Well done, Jimmy.
Thanks, guys. Good chat.
Thanks, Jimmy. See you, buddy.
There you guys. Fitzy and Whipper.